What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Check out hashtag BBL smell. So are you familiar with this?
The BBL smell is trending on social media, but what is it?
And you wondering like, who the hell got cheesy fries? You know, like who got their socks out? You know, something don't smell right.
But men are not asking you for this. How about have a personality? How about treat me kind? How about be appreciative? Nobody asked for that. Men and women are not talking. They're not having any kind of discussion. Most of the time, men are not speaking up about what they want or what they don't want. Women are doing what they want to do. Nobody wants those long fucking snuffle up against eyelashes. Nobody wants your BBL, especially if it's going to be funky. Pull up the Soul Train line.
Let's see.
Look at these. There's no BBLs here, bro. These are just fit women, naturally fit women. Little flat stomachs, little booty, but nothing crazy. Women are deciding this is what the look is and this is what men want. And they're not asking men what they think.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Check out hashtag BBL smell. So are you familiar with this?
I am not familiar with this. My girl just kind of mentioned it, but I didn't get an explanation in passing. We were talking about this, like just, but we got distracted by something else. So I'm not familiar with this. What is hashtag?
For Black Google.
That's true.
I've been telling you this line up for Black Google.
Well, I didn't realize it was a different app that you got to download. All right. I've been using Mac.
I'm going to forward it to you, but you
I was using Mac OS or whatever, and then I should have been using...
You got to sign up for Mac OS, my nigga.
Oh, boy. I was using Mac BET is what I got to sign up
yeah,
for.
Yeah, that's the old one. That's the old one.
Oh, they got the update? They got
the
update?
Yeah, white people bought BET, so...
Oh, that's right. Did Tyler Perry buy it back? Which one did he buy?
No, he didn't get it back yet. But be honest, anything he touches just...
Okay, yeah. So hashtag BBL smells. I just typed that in. Is the BBL, the Brazilian butt lift, if you don't know what that is, that's the surgery that's been a trend for the last, I don't know, 7-8 years now?
Yeah.
The trend where you get just plastic surgery to make your ass gigantic.
So it's not, they take the fat from your body and they shoot it in your butt. They could also do, I think they also do implants too, but it the depends. It's a couple of different things. They look at different procedures. But they also take the fat, like liposuction fat, and they put it in your butt.
Okay. And so, now there are people saying that the Brazilian butt lifts smell? They smell?
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been getting calls all week, and my phone's just been blowing up.
Oh, my goodness. Warnings? People like Dante, you need to know about this. I know.
You get out there and help people. You got to help people. So apparently... It's kind of like a thing where, let's say you bought a mansion, right?
Okay.
And maybe you got a mansion on foreclosure, right? You can't really afford it, right? You don't got mansion money, but it was a steal. You had to get it. Right now, you got 12 bedrooms, right? You have 12 bedrooms that need to be cleaned, but you can't afford a staff.
Oh, boy.
Big enough to clean all those rooms.
So you got a mansion, but you can't afford to keep it clean. It's just too big.
It's just too big. It's too much work. So what's happening is a lot of women who it's like, say you got a Euro Asian ass, right? You know,
Something more petite.
A studio apartment, if you will.
Everything is smaller in Europe. You know, like those little European cars that they got, you know, like meep, beep, those little ones.
Little ones, the little economy.
The mini.
You don't even need a full-size broom. You need the dust, choo, 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 you know.
You don't even use a real vacuum. You just use the handheld, the dust buster, and you're done.
Everything's done.
20 minutes, you're done. A couple baby wipes on the toilet seat, a little, you're done.
Bing, 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 bong, bong. I don't know what those noises are.
Well, you're thinking of an old-timey stock ticker, apparently.
So now you move into this mansion. Okay. Right? First of all, you can't afford to heat it. Costs too much, takes too much oil to heat it. But you also can't afford, there's dust everywhere. Certain rooms you go in and there's white sheets over the furniture. Nobody goes in there.
I can't imagine. You definitely can't take care of the greens, the lawn. I don't know. No, you know, that's got to be overrun. I don't even know how you'd take
care
of that.
You need groundskeepers and all kinds of, who's going to take care of the stables? So apparently these women with these big old butts are not accustomed to cleaning all that ass.
Oh, no. Is that, is that the theory that's going around? Is that a medical theory? That's part
that
of
is,
it?
I don't know. This is medical theory in the hood. Yes. The ass. Okay.
According to Black Web MD, which is a different website, I'm being told.
If you're a big person, you got to be really careful about the folds and the stuff. Like, you got to be clean. You got to make sure that you clean. Primarily, it's one of the reasons why I'm a big dude. That's why I have a portable bidet. I walk with a portable bidet. I power wash my ass all the time. Just power wash it. Make sure it's just, because you never know when somebody wants to toss the groceries. You know what I mean?
I like that you walk around with it. You should walk around with it in like a violin case, like an assassin. And then you put it together, screw it on top of a rooftop, and then go just hose it right out.
I have one that screws too.
Oh boy.
Here's my point. I know it's here somewhere. Hold on.
Yeah, I remember for a while you were wild about the portable bidet.
I still am. It's like, how could you not?
Well, I think for a while we were trying to get them as a sponsor. It didn't end up happening, but that was brought to the show and the Man School 202 universe, if you will.
Yes. I can't find it right now.
Oh, no. You don't have one like an ankle holster? You got to have one like the ready to go at any time.
Oh, I totally would get an ankle holster.
But so let me. Is there another medical reason? Because it's weird.
So the other
coming
medical
up
reason
now.
Is because, like, if you know anybody that's got, that had liposuction or something, right? After the liposuction, it's really like I helped a young lady go through her liposuction and whatever and BBL and stuff. Not so much the BBL, but what happens is after the liposuction, you leak. Your body leaks.
It leaks.
From the lymphatic node, from the lymph nodes. It's blood and kind of pus and liquids that come out. So afterwards they have to go do lymphatic massage, right?
Uh-huh.
In order to heal. So there's hard parts. So if you want the booty to be soft, you gotta break up all the scar tissue and stuff. It's a whole fucking.
Oh my god!
And it's not pretty because it's like you, literally somebody would be sitting on a bed. You know those little diaper mats that they use in the
elderly or whatever.
You gotta sleep on those because you leak the stuff.
They're like puppy pads, basically. The same ones you use for a puppy.
Exactly.
Yeah. That you're training a dog, so
but
they can pee
on
that.
But what also happens is because of this extra fat and the lymphatic nodes, your urine is medicine-y too, and sometimes they get like an anal leakage, and sometimes it comes to lymphatics, they sweat through the sweat glands.
So it's creating a perfect storm of bad smell. Oh my god,
a lot of bad smells.
That I'm not gonna lie to you, that ruins a lot of those Cardi B music videos for me. I'm not gonna lie. Her and Nicki Minaj together, I'm like, oh my god, that's got in the hot sun. That's got to be unpleasant on the beach of the Brazil.
There's a video of Cardi B shitting her pants during a fucking a concert. Oh, you know. No.
Is that true? Right. There's a video.
Yeah. You probably can find it.
Oh boy, I don't even. Should we? Well, if we put that up, we're not going to get this episode out there. All right,
don't worry about it.
Let me see. Hold on one second. Let me see. All right. Well, yeah. Maybe that's for another time. I do want to look up this Brazilian these videos here. Maybe a doctor can explain this. So let's see if
what
there is.
Have you got?
Hey, what?
You got anything that?
Let's see. Let's see if something explains. Yeah, I'm looking up a couple things here and. Well, this one, why a BBL would smell, it's really a really disgusting thing to do. Okay, this one's not medically relevant. I'm sorry. just the thumbnail alone is not exactly indicative of a medical procedure, but I think these guys look, they were in scrubs, so that's all it takes.
BBL smell.
The BBL smell is trending on social media, but what is it?
They could be like two or three BBL baddies, and you wondering like, who the hell got cheesy fries? You know, like who got their socks out? You know, something don't smell right.
So why would getting a BBL make you potentially smell bad? There are a lot of theories being thrown out there.
When women have liposuctions and BBLs, about 3 weeks later, all the way up to 3 weeks later, they have excretions, actually grease, that comes out of their body, and it has a putrid smell.
It's normal to get a little bit of drainage from having liposuction or BBL for a few days after surgery, but putrid smell after 3 weeks tells me you've got an infection. That is not normal.
When you get a BBL, your ass is so rock hard. Like, I could barely get toilet paper in, like, a hand between my butt cheeks.
What you gotta understand is, like, physics. If you was a chick that was, like, 150, right, 150 pounds, and then you got a BBL, so the BBL made you probably, like, 170, 180, you're not...
So here's my thing. I understand what he means by like that the leakage, because the leakage does stop, right? And you the holes heal up and stuff. But what happens is it's a whole, the geography of your ass, of you cleaning your ass is different.
Sure. You got to learn a whole new process now.
You got to learn how do you get yourself clean? How do you, and if you're still clean, wiping your booty like if you're 120 pounds, and I think he's exaggerating. Nobody's putting 30 pounds of ass on, but what it is the size of the booty. I mean, I've seen BBLs where they walk in and it's like it stops the comedy show. Like it just, you're like, oh my God, we have to stop the show, where it's just so crazy. The problem is, like, how do you clean yourself? It's the same thing as if you all of a sudden you're cleaning somebody else's ass and you can't, you're not being as mindful or at least the routine. You know what, like right now, if you go to the bathroom or something like that, you know how to clean your ass. You've been cleaning your ass your whole life, and all of a sudden that changes, and then you have to
all at once, I guess.
And what she said is absolute truth. The hardness, you have to do lymphatic massage so that the BBL is soft again, so that you have to break up the scar tissue and leak out.
You get a couple neighborhood kids to hit it like with a bat, like a pinata. You know what I mean? Just
maybe like a wiffle ball bat. Like you get
hey, like go down to the MMA gym when they do like Muay Thai kicks.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Sidekicks.
If you love what we're doing here, go to patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right, patreon.com/manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes, we do listener mail, dating tips, and also if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at patreon.com/manschool202.
Here's why this is ridiculously relevant.
Okay.
It's because...
Yeah, please make this helpful somehow.
Men don't care about this. Nobody... I mean, don't get me wrong. I get that you want to enhance yourself, but this is like the snuffle-luffle gets eyelashes.
Oh, the eyelashes.
It's like the baby hair. It's like all of these things that you have decided this is what made. I go, but men are not asking you for this. How about have a personality? How about treat me kind? How about be appreciative? How about not tell me? Wow, so now you spend a You spend money on your BBL, and now you think that the price of sliced turkey it went up, and now I can't take you to the Cheesecake Factory. No. I can't take Chili's is out of the question because you got a BBL. Nobody asked for that. Here's a thing that I think is really interesting. Men and women are not talking. They're not having any kind of discussion. Most of the time, men are not speaking up about what they want or what they don't want. And women don't care. They're not listening to you. They're making their decisions based on her. Remember, we did that episode where this woman says, I want to be a challenge. None of those things. Nobody's asking a man what he wants. What does he want? He wants somebody to be kind and agreeable and appreciative. Ask me for what you want and I'll give it to you. If there's any way I can give it to you, I'll give it to you. So, but it's the demanding and the fact that you are just on your own bullshit trying to do whatever it is you think should be done with no consideration about your partner or what men want in general. Like, we know what you want. You want somebody who's in shape, who's affluent, who's got money, can spend money on you, willing to spend money. We already know that.
You want someone to take care of you, the whole deal. The whole deal. And if we have it, we're willing to do it.
Oh, we're so willing.
We're willing to do it.
We're so willing to do it.
What about what we want? You don't care because it's supply and demand. It's sort of like a company that doesn't give a shit about the customers until they have to give a shit about the customers. Because women are doing the same shit that Verizon or AT&T are doing, which is, whatever is beneficial to us. I don't give a fuck about you.
We don't give a fuck about what you want.
I need you, but I don't give a fuck about you. Where else are you going to go? You know,
women are doing what they want to do. Nobody wants those long fucking snuffle up against eyelashes. Nobody wants your BBL, especially if it's going to be funky because you like ass.
Look, we like some ass, but we don't need like that. Has gone to it again. It always goes to a level where like, hey, we didn't ask for it to be that much. We don't give a fuck about that.
And there's an asterisk on that too, because there's some girls that got like, you know, we've all seen my friend, my ex Dawn. It was natural.
She played. You know what? Say what you will about Dawn. She played the game pure. She played was pure. I respect that. You know, she came out there, no gloves, just pure hand in the bat.
Just you know what I mean?
That's when the game was pure, Dante.
It was pure. I mean, she did wear weave though. But now here's the other thing. You got eyelashes, right? Mm-hmm. You got a funky ass from some BBL. You got some leaky putrid juice coming out your ass, and then you got a weave which smell like corn chips because it smell like socks and corn chips from the sweat underneath your lace front and your weave, your braids, your patting your head, your head itches. It's like, come on, dog, what are you doing? It's not what we asked for.
We didn't ask for any of that. We didn't ask for the extensions. We didn't ask. We were fucking women long before extension. Women were always getting fucked.
Never was not.
There's never been a time in history where women and men existed that women couldn't get fucked.
I wish we could show. Can you show a picture of?
Let me see. What is it?
Soul Train. Can you get any video of Soul Train?
Soul Train. Which video is this?
Like 70s. Soul
Train. I'm familiar with the show Soul Train.
Yeah, again, but like 70s.
I want to remind you, I am not white. So
I know.
I'm familiar with Soul Train in my house.
What did you watch? American Bandstand?
We did not watch. How dare. First of all, what we did watch was Sábado Gigante. And let me tell you something. By the way,
Sábado Gigante!
The greatest show on earth that we were forced to watch because there was only two Spanish channels.
That was the dude with the bumblebee? The dude dressed like the bumblebee?
No, that was El Chespirito. That was a different guy. The dude is the bumblebee. But I'll tell you what I did watch growing up.
What?
Our music video, if you thought fucking American Bandstand was, Soul Train, there's some hot women on Soul Train. That's nothing to what they were doing down. The South American version of like Soul Train. Yeah. These are women. They just shot one on the beaches of like Puerto Rico. And there's just women in bikinis, just in their underwear, basically.
Not even that. Or you could watch Sábado Gigante. You could watch The Weather.
Oh, The Weather. Yeah. Our weather girls were just.
Pero it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's making me so hot. Yeah. Pero I like it.
Is it gonna be hot today? And we, they didn't need to speak English. It was a Spanish channel, but they made them. What is the thing on Soul Train you want me to pull up? Which one?
Just pull up the Soul Train line.
Let's see.
Still a little sketchy, but my point is, look at these. There's no BBLs here, bro. These are just fit women, naturally fit women. Little flat stomachs, little booty, but nothing crazy. Women are deciding this is what the look is and this is what men want. And they're not asking men what they think.
They don't care. Well, I did a video and I never finished editing this. And I'm going to bring this. I went to the Exotica convention. Mm-hmm. This year, and I was doing questions and I wanted to edit it and put it on the channel. I just asked everybody there, all the civilians who came through, I asked all the guys, do you like the big eyebrows? And the general consensus was a majority of the people
big
were either like
eyelashes,
the big snuffleupagus eyelashes, and the general consensus was either I don't care that much or no, I hate them.
Yeah.
And it was at the best answer you got was like, I'll deal with a chick if she has them, but I've never asked a woman to have.
Yeah.
We don't, it's a fashion trend that women started and that they like, that they wanted to impress each other, but it's not something we want. But it's interesting because how you blame men for everything that you feel you have, there's a lot of blame that goes towards men.
And their insecurity. You're blaming them for your insecurities, and it's not even something. And let's not forget, let's talk about when we talk about the BBL smell. Also, if you got 3-inch nails, how you clean with sparkles and gems, how you cleaning your booty? Because let's be honest, BBL goes with eyelashes and long.
Well, yeah, there's a Venn diagram. Seldom does somebody have long eyelashes and they just have regular normal nails. No, they got the BBL.
They got the BBL, the nails. Long eyelashes, gems and pictures on the nails and stuff. How you cleaning your ass?
This is a Mythbusters I want to see, because I want to know, are you just walking around with a smelly ass? I guess that has to be what it is.
It's so far behind you, maybe you can't smell it. You'd be like, wow, that.
Somebody
who
smells like shit.
Like you, bitch.
Where are we at? Are we in Elizabeth, New Jersey? What's going on? Just another situation where
long
just
nails, a booty that's so big that you can't reach around and clean.
Eyelashes.
Lymphatic leaking. Eyelashes that we don't want.
Weaves. Extensions.
Weaves with corn chips. Corn chip smell and feet. Feet and like old corn chips in a old dirty sock.
Like you said, like you used to say, like an old block, old boxing glove.
An old like a
used boxing glove.
Like James Toney's old boxing glove.
This has seen some life. This boxing glove.
Just damn. It's like nobody asked for this, and we're like, all right, well, I guess so. But, we'll do that.
Is it men's fault because
we accept it?
We accept it. We accept it, and we hit on women anyway, you know, because we're all about the sex and the vanity for the most part, right?
So it's also the fact that we also accept, women accept infidelity.
Mm.
How about that?
Mm.
If women don't accept fidelity, if women don't accept infidelity, and that discounts them from having relationships or whatever, then men wouldn't do it. But women want the guy. They want the guy who, they, you know, it's like 85% of the women want the 5% of men. And the guys who have the 5% of the men, 5 or 10% of the men that have access to the women, usually because they have options, they're gonna exercise their options. Why not? I mean, we control each other. We manipulate each other.
Well, it's supply and demand. It's supply and demand. What you do, what the consumer wants or is willing to tolerate, that's the bare minimum. That's why McDonald's is raising prices until the point where people stop. So now,
when people stop buying it because it's too expensive,
people have stopped. They're not buying it anymore, right? That's an actual legitimate thing that's happening. McDonald's, because of the pandemic or just because they fucking wanted to, let's be honest, raise the prices, they squeeze the consumer, and then finally people are like, yeah, I mean, for the same money, I'll go to a fucking, get a real hamburger.
Yeah,
I wasn't coming here for your food, bro.
Right,
I was coming
right
here because it was cheap and affordable.
It's fast, cheap, and it's great. So it's crazy, but I think that this is really, How do we bring this up to some kind of way? Reality is that we're not talking. Men and women are not talking. They're not having a conversation. They're not asking, what do we want? What do we want? What do you want? How can we accommodate each other? Because we are important. Without men and women coming together, we end our existence as a species. And so what is it to have a conversation about what we want? And then what is it to comply? I mean, you ask a woman to be agreeable who is an aggressive kind of masculine woman. She's like, well, you ain't strong enough for me. Yeah, okay, well, go that way. Go. And you're seeing this over and over again where women who have this kind of masculine energy have asked for certain situations. Women are complaining all the time about, you know, men are pussies. They don't approach me. I mean, can we get a video on that? We got to shut it down. We'll do it on the Patreon. How about
yeah,
that?
We'll do another one. We'll show. If you have another video, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, yeah. So we got to wrap, close this up anyway, right? So, yeah. But we got to have a conversation. Let's be honest. Every one of the manosphere kind of red pill dudes have been like, women ain't this. And every woman show is like, men ain't shit like this. And we need to have some kind of conversation so we can have a dialogue so we can meet somewhere in the middle.
You got to listen and not be angry or judgmental when you hear what you want to hear. My girl doesn't wear eyelashes long. She doesn't wear any fake eyelashes because she knows I don't like them. So why would she do that? Why? If you want to appear less attractive to me.
Women was saying she's one of those pick me's. Yeah, say what you want.
What's a pick me? Pick me. She's like willing to.
I'll do anything. Just pick me.
She's not. That's just one of those things that doesn't matter enough to her to do it. And it's something that I don't like. So it's a compromise in the real sense, in a sense of like, okay, I don't really give a fuck about this that much. So I'm willing to not do it for you. Here's a weird one. I don't know what you're going to judge me on this. I shave my chest because she likes a bare chest. I don't give a shit either way. I like it both ways. Doesn't matter to me. I like a little hair there. Sometimes But I shave it specifically because that's the way she likes it. So why wouldn't I do that if she appreciates it? If it doesn't,
well, you ain't laying your head on it, right?
Right, right. But I'm listening is the point. I listen to her. She listens to me. But we have to do that. But also, you have to be willing to say what you want and not give a fuck when someone goes, well, I fuck you then. All right, then piss off.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't forget the consultations, DanteNero.com. Click on Consult Harry at advicefromharry@gmail.com. Follow us on Patreon. Follow us on all. Don't forget the live stream that we do every Tuesday at 8:30. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? Sexual Revolution being podcasted. Love y'all, man. Peace.
Okay.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.